But surely Adam cannot be excused. Her fault, though great, yet he was most to blame. What weakness offered, strength might have refused. Being lord of all, the greater was Adam's shame. Although the serpent's craft had her abused, God's holy word ought all his actions frame. For Adam was lord and king of all the earth before poor Eve had either life or breath. Yea, having power to rule both sea and land, yet with one apple, one to lose that breath which God had breathed in his beauteous face, bringing us all in danger and disgrace. If Eve did err, it was for knowledge sake. The fruit being fair persuaded him to fall. No subtle serpent's falsehood did betray him. If he would eat it, who had power to stay him? Not Eve, whose fault was only too much love, which made her give this present to her dear, that what she tasted he likewise might improve, whereby his knowledge might become more clear. Yet men will boast of knowledge which he took from Eve's fair hand as from a learned book.